Gilroy, California is the garlic capital of the world and home to a horticulturally inspired tourist attraction, Bonfante Gardens Theme Park. The 75-acre park, which opened this summer, has rides in the shapes of vegetables and baskets woven from trees. Perhaps most astonishing, it has IRS approval as an educational, nonprofit, tax-exempt organization. NPR's Ketzel Levine went along for a ride.
First, you've got to set the tone. Then fade in the wholesome, shrieking kids. Now hit them with hokey. And you're ready for the show to begin. Welcome to Bonfante Gardens, the latest startup in Silicon Valley, where $100 million is riding on the hope that money will grow on trees.
There's two theme parks that have been built in the world, driven by love. Disneyland originally by Walt, and this one by me.
40 rides and attractions, say the brochures. Not true. Meet Michael Bonfante, attraction number 41.
Have to wave. Hi.
He signals toy trains, flirts with babies, and pumps the hands of forgotten associates like a man running for office.
Tom Herman Shader, Quaker Oats.
Yes, sir, Quaker Oats. But
you've lost some weight.
Getting older.
Just a minute, I found it. So
But Bonfante's already won his magic kingdom, a garden of make-believe in Gilroy, California, set in the Wheaton foothills of the Santa Cruz Mountains. The park is quaint and comfortable, laid out on a lazy, meandering oval. It's geared towards the under-12 crowd with such small fry attractions as the yellow duckling paddle boat, the worm ride round the apple core, and the purple twirling garlic, an homage both to Gilroy and Bonfante. Family ties.
This is my heritage. The ingredients of this garden are Italian. Olive trees, which makes olive oil, garlic, which is a mainstay of Italian cooking.
And then this enormous arbor of grapes.
Yep. We spent 15 years growing those grapes up. I bought them in little cuttings and started them with the idea that they're going to be a trellis someday.
Just where that trellis would go was unclear to Bonfante, but he did know by the mid-80s that he wanted a world-renowned garden. He also knew he'd need more than plants as an attraction, so he dreamed up the theme park.
Good morning. Isn't it working?
Now, why would the owner of a lucrative grocery chain have a craving for such grandiosity? The answer, the theme park is a front, albeit a poetic one, for Michael Bonfante to grow trees. This self-described tree nerd has acquired, moved, and placed 10,000 specimens throughout the park. Only one was here before he started digging, a big old plant with a luscious green crown.
There's the tree. That tree in the middle of the artichoke ride is the only tree that was here. It's a native California live oak, Quercus agrifolia.
Yes, it is in the middle of a circular, slow-moving artichoke ride, arguably an ignominious end for the old oak. But the tree looks remarkable and adds considerable class to one very kitschy ride. Michael Bonfante's love of trees collided with his sense of showmanship when he saw the aging remains of a nearby roadside attraction once called the Tree Circus. The circus was the life's work of an inventive Swede named Axel Erlandsson, who in the 1920s observed two sycamores that had rubbed together over time and grown into one tree. He might as well have been hit on the head with a falling apple, such was the impact of this natural phenomenon. Erlandsson seized on the possibilities and, with uncanny ingenuity, turned ash, birch, poplar, and sycamore into arbor sculpture. Spirals, loops, ladders, and diamonds, telephone booths, and basket weaves. Axel Erlandsson had been dead almost 20 years, his tree circus, though documented, reduced by neglect, when Michael Bonfante found in it his own inspiration and bought the best of the trees.
How many we got? 19 of them are now planted in the park, and this is one of them, and they're planted where they can be best viewed and still protected.
As well they should be, since the theme park's slogan is Home of the Circus Trees, a home replete with all the joys of a living garden.
211, 202. Can somebody get somebody with a hose to blast the aphids off of this artichoke by the artichoke ride?
Pests on the plants, weeds in the flower beds, kids trampling the shrubs. Challenges, sure, but with them the potential to teach about the plant world. In fact, the park's tax status is riding on that potential as the only educational nonprofit theme park in the U.S.
One could argue that when you're twirling in a head of garlic, it's a long shot you'll see the olive trees. But Bonfante's market is families with children who are bored by botanic gardens and arboretums, as is Bonfante.
By adding the element of rides, took our market from less than 20% of the market to 80% of the market.
So you're saying a botanic garden or an arboretum maybe gets...
Between 100 and 300,000 people a year.
And what are you looking at?
We're looking at 1 million.
With access to that many people, the theme park could take a lead in horticultural education. But right now, there's essentially nothing to learn. True, there are kiosks that run educational videos. Just try getting your kids to sit still for those. And there are volunteers to answer questions. But what would you know to ask? The trees aren't labeled. There are no tours. The amusements take center stage. And Bonfante likes it that way.
If you come here and have fun, then the next conclusion you might come to is, well, the trees are helping me have fun. So then let's be involved with trees.
In all fairness, the theme park is in its infancy, as are its educational programs. Beginning this week, school kids K through 6 will come to hear lectures, get their hands dirty, and okay, maybe take a train ride. Like it says in the brochure, it's a full day of fun. And if you're careful, you might just learn something. Then again, you might not.
Hey, Justin, behind me. You guys have to stay behind me.
In Gilroy, California, I'm Ketzel Levine.
You go ahead of me once, and you guys are going on the...